Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. I hope your summer is getting off to a great start. Maybe you're in town or maybe you're out of town. I don't know, on vacation, but you're still catching up and keeping up with the Drivecast. We're still in our I Am series where we've talked about the reality that we've said, I am determines who I am. In other words, as God defines himself, he also defines us at the same time. And a couple of weeks ago, we talked about John 10, where Jesus says, I've come that you, the you being us, might have life and abundant life. But Jesus didn't come, he didn't say that we might have belief. I think that's one of the fundamental struggles in American Christianity, is that we think we're Christians if we just believe certain things. Even the last verse in the Gospel of John says, I've written these things to you, and that in believing you might have life, not that in believing you might have believing. Now, Jesus wants us to live. And so what we talked about on Sunday is this reality that John says 57 different times in the Gospels, that he quotes this reality of being sent, S-E-N-T, that just like Jesus was sent, Jesus said, just as I'm sent, so send I you. He says, the Father has sent me, over and over again. And what this teaches us is that God's providence really takes precedence in our lives. That idea of the word provide, it's a Latin word. It's actually two Latin words smushed together, pro, which means before, and videre, which means to see. And so we realize that because God provides everything in our lives, that's what kills this sense, this spirit of entitlement. It's just like breathing. We're going to breathe about 670 million breaths in our lifetime, the average lifetime anyway. And we don't even really think about it because God provides air for us. It's just like our financial needs. God makes sure that all of our needs, he says, are supplied according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we tend to think, well, I earned that. But who gave you the health? Who gave you the opportunities? Who gave you the physical tools that you need to do what you do, to earn what you earn? So what happens is that we realize that life occurs because of grace. So what we understand in that is that we have to grow in grace, especially the grace that comes from the gospel. It's not just that the gospel is the reason we first believe it. It's the way that we also grow. It kills this whole idea of conditional discipleship. I know for a lot of us, we tend to come to God because we want God to fix our problems. But God's not just our cosmic problem solver. We come to God because we see his love for us, and we see that there's no other love like it. And out of that, and we want to love him back. And so more so than just getting our problem solved, or more so than just seeing miracles, what God wants is for us to get the message. And the message is that his glory is displayed in us as we are in him. And it's displayed in our best. It's displayed in our worst, just like we saw from the man who was born blind in John chapter 9. And so really where we landed is this idea that disciples should have this love, this passion. The way we said it was a sentimentality about having a scent mentality, just like the blind man had his eyes washed in the pool of Siloam. The text says, which means scent. We have to have our eyes washed in this reality that we are also sent. And so as a church, I think what we want to say consistently as we can, now we want to say to people, please come. We want people to come. We want them to experience and step into a relationship with Christ. And as they come, we want to say to them, please stay. Please let this be a place where you grow. But at some point, what we're also going to say is, please go. We want you to be a part of the mission of God. We told the story on Sunday of the Mike who was baptized a week or so ago. And you know, Mike's story is that a friend of his said, please come. And when he came, and he realized the life that Christ had in him after 37 years of believing a spurious kind of faith, he came to faith that is defined as it's defined in the scriptures. And there's this joy that has come with that, even though it's also brought loss for him. So practically, we talked about, man, there are things that you can do to be part of the mission. You can come to Life Teams orientation that's coming up on July the 8th, or you can begin to tell other people your story. Do what Mike's friend did and invite him. Learn how to tell your own story. Think about before, during, and after. What was your life like before Christ? What happened during or when you came to know Christ? And then what's your life been like since? Or maybe for you, you need to take a giving step and live in more generosity to kill that spirit of entitlement, because God's providence takes precedence. So let's just take a minute right now and let's pray about those things, whether it's serving or learning to tell your story or taking a giving step, whatever it is that God is speaking to you about. Let's say to God that we want to live in repentance. God, today we do repent of our own selfishness and of our own pride and of our own self-interest. And we want you, God, to grow in us the fruits of the Spirit. And we pray that you'll do that. In your name we pray. Amen. Hope you guys have a great day. Hope to see you back tomorrow on the LifePoint Drivecast.